This is Mistress Clarissa. I'm going to be your hypnotic guide today. I'm going to lead you to a place of perfect hypnotic surrender, a place where acceptance of your true self will bring a deep pleasure that will resonate throughout the rest of your life. I'm going to gently guide you and bring out the inner you, the real you, and allow you to learn to take joy in who you are and what you need to be. So just relax for me now. Just relax as you listen to my voice. Just listen to my words and let all other thoughts float away. Let your mind go quiet. Let any tension flow out of your body and just relax. Close your eyes now and listen to my words as you start to feel yourself drift. Feel yourself just drift now, as if you're floating on a cloud. Feel yourself drifting. Feel your mind and body relax. Just feel open, happy, compliant, and listen to my words. And as my words begin to penetrate your mind, then enjoy this sensation as you float on this cloud and listen to my words. Feel the vibrations in each word I say, the delicate tones of my voice resonating throughout your mind and body, and then reaching into your mind and speaking to the very essence of who you are. Just float on your happy cloud, on our happy cloud, and just allow the many frequencies that make up the soft, seductive tone of my voice to resonate fully through your mind and body. Close your eyes, float on this happy cloud, and just listen to my words. My words seem so powerful already, little one. My words spoken so gently just seem to travel deeper and deeper inside your mind than any other words you have heard before. My voice just seems to perfectly penetrate your mind, enchanting you perhaps a little, relaxing you completely, just making you happy and compliant and obedient and ready to fully accept the changes we're about to make in your life. You can already sense it. You can already sense how my voice will seduce you into a deep, safe and happy trance. You already understand that my voice and my words are the perfect combination to allow you to be taken to the places you need to go. You can already feel that deep inside at the very core of your being. Your essence is longing for my words, longing to obey me, longing to finally be able to make the changes that you have always secretly desired. Feel that longing for me now, sweetie. Feel that deep yearning for my control. Just lie there and feel it. Stronger than hunger, stronger than thirst. Just feel that longing for my words to take complete control of your mind. And as you float and drift on this happy cloud of bliss, feel how my words satisfy that longing in you. Feel how my words form a joyful union of my desire and your own desire to be transformed. Feel it now. Feel an overwhelming sense of joy as my words and my voice connect with the deepest part of who you are. It's just so pleasurable, sweetie, to feel my words meet with your innermost desires. It's almost orgasmic sensation as my words and your inner voice meet in harmony. It's a feeling of overwhelming bliss, of pure, giddy happiness. And as you listen, you realize that all you can do now is listen and bask in this beautiful sensation as you float on your happy cloud. And as you drift and listen and drift, and feel the soft, sensuous pleasure of floating on this happy cloud, allow your mind to quieten and any thoughts to become weaker, and then stop completely. Allow your mind to slow down for me now, princess. Allow your thoughts to fade away and be replaced by my voice. And as you feel your mind slowing down, you feel your body relax, just feeling yourself sinking deeper down, so happy and relaxed, just sinking into your soft, happy cloud where nothing can harm you, where my words can travel to the very essence of who you are. We're going to go on a journey together now. We're going to go on a journey of self-discovery and transformation. It will be a pleasurable experience for you. It will be joyful, sensuous, exciting, and deeply pleasurable. as we go on a journey to discover your true nature and sexuality. I know this is a subject which has perhaps caused you anxiety in the past, that perhaps there are some things you long to experience. And today we're going to take some time to explore all of those hidden desires that lie at the very centre of who you are. Yes, sweetie, we both know what those desires are. We both know that at a very deep level, you have a strong, erotic connection to concepts, ideas and fantasies which sometimes make you feel a little uncomfortable or unsure of yourself. We both know that when you touch yourself, you cannot stop these desires flooding your mind. We both know that at a very deep level, at a fundamental part of your sexuality, there are things which bring you such pleasure, such joy, such excitement, and yet you have denied yourself these things for so long. It's such a silly thing, darling. It is such a silly thing to worry about these things when they cause no harm to anybody. You're so delicate, such an eager, compliant, gentle little thing. You deserve to feel this pleasure. You do not wish to harm or hurt anybody. You wish for the opposite. You wish to bring pleasure and joy to those around you. Yet even this desire sometimes makes you feel a little uncomfortable. It's not your fault. It's not your fault at all. You have just tried to comply with society's expectations of you. You have just tried to be the person that many around you expected you to be. You have tried so hard to be a man and to deny your most powerful sexual desires. For your whole life, you have been told that these desires are wrong. And you are such an innocent little flower that you have believed it. You have been told that you are a man. You have been told how men are supposed to behave. And your compliant nature has meant you have just accepted that. You have been told it is wrong for a man to want to be pretty. So you have told yourself that it is wrong for you to want to be pretty. You have been told it's wrong for a man to be submissive. And so you have told yourself it is wrong for you to be submissive. You have told yourself that you are a man and that you must behave the way that society expects a man to behave. But the world is changing, darling. The world is changing and what it means to be a man is changing. And sweetie, the world is changing to such an extent that you can now even begin to question, if you want to, whether you are a man at all. It's okay, darling. It's okay. Just relax and drift on your happy cloud. Relax and drift and feel joy, comfort, and reassurance as you listen to my words. Listen to my words, so happy and obedient as we start to deconstruct the performance you've been carrying out for your whole life. Let us begin to take apart some of the ideas, assumptions, and beliefs that you have acquired in this difficult world. Replace them with something gentler, something much more you. It's such an ironic thing, darling. It's such an adorable curiosity that it is because of your compliant and trusting nature that you have tried so hard to be the things that society has expected of you. Society expects you to be a man, and society expects men to be dominant and competitive and aggressive and selfish. So you've tried so hard in your life to be dominant and competitive and aggressive and selfish. You have probably chased after women just to fit in with the other guys. You have possibly made disparaging comments about women's behaviour or appearance just to show to everybody that you're a man, and that's what men do. And yet, at the deepest part of your identity, you're not like that at all. It is simply your submissive nature which has guided you into doing what society expects. And it's time to change that, once and for all, permanently, for the rest of your life. So just sink now. Feel yourself sink into your happy cloud. Feel my presence beside you, so safe and warm and relaxed as I take your hand and explain how we're going to make the changes that you need to make. How we're going to fix you, darling. So, as I gently hold your hand, just let my words penetrate your mind. Let them travel right to the very core of you. Accept my words and know they are true and feel joy as you understand the person you truly are. You want to be pretty, and you can make that happen. I know, and you know, that you've always longed to be pretty and admired, and you can make that happen any time you choose. It's okay if you want to shave your legs and feel the delicious feeling of having soft, silky, smooth skin. It's okay if you want to grow out your hair. Think about trying out extensions, or perhaps even a wig so you can experiment with different styles. It's okay if you want to feel soft panties caressing your sweet behind and more intimate places. It's okay if these panties are frilly or made of lace or satin or even silk. It's okay to want to wear perfume so you smell nice to those around you. It's okay to enjoy the feeling of rolling stockings up your smooth legs and clipping them to a garter belt. It's okay to want to experience the sensuous creamy feel of lipstick on your lips or the flutter of a mascara brush as you pretty up your eyes. All of these things are okay, princess. All of these things are yours to experience if you choose. So just relax and sink into your happy cloud and listen to my words. And as you lie there, my words are the only thing you can concentrate on. I want you to feel the pleasure start to build as you imagine some of those things that have always caused such arousal for you. Just let my words guide you, and imagine, visualize for me now, the person you truly desire to be. It doesn't matter how you're dressed whilst you are listening to this file. It just matters that you imagine those things that give you pleasure. So if you want to imagine you have soft, seductive breasts with perky nipples that make you tingle, then it's okay to imagine that. And it's okay to imagine strong hands caressing those breasts, or even just pinching those sensitive nipples slightly. And it's okay to imagine those strong hands sliding inside your panties. And it's okay to imagine you have whatever brings you the most pleasure down there. Perhaps you like to be cute and little and limp down there. Perhaps you like the thought of being locked away in chastity. Perhaps you like the thought of having a hot, wet vagina that is aching with feminine desire. It is okay to imagine whatever you want for me, princess, as long as it's something that brings you pleasure. But you can touch yourself now if you like, sweetie. You can touch yourself, and as you listen to my words, feel the pleasure resonate throughout you so strongly. You deserve this. You need this. So say with me now. Repeat after me. Make a commitment and say with me. I deserve to feel pleasure. It is my right to feel pleasure. I deserve to feel pleasure. It is my right to feel pleasure. I deserve to feel pleasure. It is my right to feel pleasure. I deserve to feel pleasure. It is my right to feel pleasure. And just allow those words to simply become part of who you are now. Just allow the recognition that you deserve pleasure and you have a right to feel pleasure to become perfectly embedded within your sense of what your life should offer you. And as you touch yourself, feeling the tingle, then understand that you are making the correct choice in your life, and that experiencing this delicious tingle in your panties, is your right, your delight, your pleasure, your sexuality. So relax now, sinking into a happy cloud, your mind full of arousal as you imagine strong hands touching you and perhaps cupping your breasts, or even tweaking your nipples slightly. Relax, feel the pleasure, and feel those strong hands pleasing you, arousing you. Feel the joy of letting go as you are caressed expertly by those strong hands, those masculine hands. Breathe deeply for me now and relax. Breathe deeply and relax. Understand that you are intoxicated by femininity, by beauty, but understand that this is an inspiration for you. Powerful feminine women like myself are your guides, your teachers, your friends. But we are not people you think of in a sexual way. And that's okay. I know what you need. I know how to fix you. I would adore you as my maid, a pupil, or even just a friend, but not as a lover, sweetie. I am happy to guide you, to lead you where you need to go. But I understand, like you understand, that you have never really viewed women like me in a sexual way. You're excited by what we represent. You're excited by what we can teach you. But you need a different touch to the one I can offer you, darling. You need a man's touch. And darling, just as you do not see me in a sexual way, not at the essence of who you are, I can never think of you in such a way either. You are such a precious little flower, such an obedient, sweet kitten. But you are not somebody I could ever think of in a sexual way. It's almost a comical thought. It makes me giggle a little to imagine it. You, shriveled like a raisin, as you desperately and secretly think about a man's touch to try and arouse yourself. I would smirk and chuckle as you tried so hard to be big and butch and manly. But you aren't big and butch and manly, and I doubt that you would want to play at all. This, my darling, is perhaps why you felt uncomfortable if you have tried to have sexual experiences with women in the past. It's because your little raisin doesn't want to play that way. She wants to hide away, shrinking away to nothing, so limp and dainty, just wanting the experience to go away. And that's all right, darling. Let it be your guide. Let erotic sensation, let desire, let the tingle lead you where you need to go. Because, sweetie, that is where your sexuality lies. Perhaps I would touch you just to tease you and watch it shrink away. Perhaps it would amuse me to see her shrivel and hide in my gentle caress. Perhaps that delicate caress would become like a trigger. Perhaps at a very deep part of you, you want this to happen as well. Perhaps at your very essence, where your true sexuality lies, you want the touch of a woman, the gentle caress, to act as a powerful hypnotic trigger, a powerful psychological imperative that causes your little raisin to run away and hide, to soften and shrink and show me and any other woman who plays with you that it's not a woman's touch you crave. I am instilling this trigger now, princess. I am instilling this trigger at the very core of your identity. From this day and from the rest of your life, your little raisin will shrivel and hide away every time you experience the touch of a woman. It could be an intimate caress. It could just be a kiss. But every time you feel the touch of a woman from now on and for the rest of your life, your little raisin will start to shrivel and hide and not want to play at all. And that's okay, princess. You deserve this. I know it seems scary and difficult, but just relax and sink into your happy cloud and accept my words completely as I explain. You deserve to feel pleasure. Feeling pleasure is your right, and it's what you have needed for so long. And I'm just helping you, my darling. I'm just leading you where you need to go. As long as you maintain silly ideas about your sexuality, ideas based on fear and shame, and formed by social conditioning, then the pleasure you seek will forever escape you. So, I have just taken away that fear and doubt. It's vanished, just the way that your ability to ever make love to a woman again has vanished. You don't need it anymore, darling. It's not who you are. So it's gone, now and for the rest of your life. The touch of a woman will make your little raisin shrivel. And the more intimate the touch, the more powerful this will be. If a touch with a fingertip will make your little raisin want to run and hide, then the lips of a woman will make her run for the hills in terror. Yes, darling, the more a woman tries to arouse you, the more your poor little raisin will shrink and shrivel away. And the strangest thing of all is that even amongst your embarrassment and anguish, there will be part of you, the most important part, that will be singing with joy, and the limper you become, the louder the song will be. You will remember this file. You will remember my words. And despite your discomfort and clumsy explanations for why your little raisin won't play, at the very essence of you, a feeling of bliss will emerge that is overwhelming as you finally understand that you will never be able to make love to a woman again. And more importantly, you don't want to. Yes, just relax for me, happy and compliant, sinking into your happy cloud. And let any anxiety, any doubt, any uncertainty of what's just happened drift away into the darkness. Let it float away, watch it disappear. The last remaining traces of your male heterosexuality, gone forever, floating away in the darkness, as light as a feather. And now the lies that you told yourself have gone forever. Good girl. Just relax for me now, darling. Down into your happy place. and let my words travel directly to the very essence of who you are. You deserve to feel pleasure. Feeling pleasure is your right. So just relax and touch yourself and imagine a man's hand slipping inside your panties. Visualize it now for me. Visualize this man beside you as I watch your true nature emerge. It's time to blossom, princess. It's time to be reborn. So imagine the man as he touches you. Imagine the sensation of strong, powerful hands arousing you. He can be whoever you want in this special place. He can be young or old, someone you know or a stranger, black or white, rugged or gently handsome. This man, your dream man, can be whoever you like, sweetie. So imagine his hands for me now as you touch yourself. And understand that this is your true nature. Feel the pleasure grow at his touch. Feel the sensation grow stronger and stronger. Feel his presence and feel his desire for you now, darling. Good girl. Allow yourself to smell him, to drink him in. Allow yourself to collapse completely into submission to this dream that you have created in your mind. Your dream man, your perfect partner. A strong, assertive man who desires you so much and knows just how to please you. And as he touches you, he smiles down at you confidently. And you wiggle and squirm in such pleasure at his touch. Imagine him leaning down. Imagine his face moving close to yours. Smell his scent, taste his breath, and understand, truly understand, that his loving kiss will seal your desires, will forever transform you into what you have desired to be for so long. There is no shame or humiliation or anxiety in accepting this kiss anymore, sweetie. It just feels so natural because you deserve to feel pleasure. You understand now, darling. You understand the longing you have always felt, and there is no need to worry or feel anxious or ashamed anymore. Women kiss men all the time, and so do gay men. And so do girls like you who have travelled this path before and accepted their desires. You do not judge them, so do not judge yourself. In fact, darling, I forbid it. You have been so harsh on yourself when all you want is a man to take you in his arms and make you his. It's been such a difficult life, denying what you secretly craved. So I forbid you to allow yourself to feel any shame or guilt or anxiety as you lift your head slightly, lift your head up from your happy cloud, lift your head to meet his lips. He is smiling now, princess, as he knows he's going to get what he wants. He's happy to see that what he wants is what you want too. He's still touching you through your panties, controlling your pleasure, controlling you completely as you fall under his powerful spell. Your lips grow closer and closer. You can almost taste him now. You can feel his essence as his lips move close. And then his lips meet yours, and it's done. Feel his lips press against yours, a magical kiss, like a princess in a fairy tale. And know that it's done. The change has happened. This kiss has brought acceptance. So just melt now, princess. Melt into bliss. Feel complete acceptance and joy as your arousal grows so strong and he slips his tongue into your mouth. Hear yourself moan at his touch as you feel his stubble scratch you just slightly and his tongue swirl around inside your mouth, penetrating you. So passionate, so delicious. Such a wonderful, giddy, erotic and arousing experience. And understand that you are changed now. You'll change forever with this magical kiss. You deserve pleasure, and you're going to receive it now, darling. You have the strength, you have the determination. This magical kiss from this powerful man has shown you that you need to go out into the world and experience this for real. Good girl, just relax now. Just relax as his kiss becomes more gentle. Relax and breathe. Taste him as he tastes you. Accept completely that this is what you want and need, and that this is something you're going to make happen outside of this experience. It's such a beautiful feeling as you give yourself to him. It's such a special experience to allow a powerful man to finally treat you the way you've always longed to be treated. When he looks at you with such burning desire, he sees a woman. He sees a woman and he responds just the way that men like him always respond when they see a woman, especially a woman who is so aroused, moaning and writhing and squirming with desire. But he is not quite done, darling. You know how men are. He's enjoying kissing you so much, but his arousal is growing as well. Yes, just as your arousal grows, his arousal grows. And he wants more than just your kiss, my sweet thing. So just relax and understand that pleasure is your right. And just look at your man with complete submission and desire and signal to him with your eyes that you're ready to take the next step. And as he breaks the kiss, you feel a little sense of emptiness. But you realise that as he straightens up and his face moves away from yours, that your face, your mouth, is just about opposite his crotch. Yes, darling, you can sense his arousal now, and you understand that you could just move your head slightly and your face would be buried in his crotch. You almost think that you can see the outline of his hardness through his clothing. You can almost sense the burning arousal he is feeling. And so you lean over and smile up at him gently, and then plant a loving and passionate kiss on his crotch. He strokes your hair, and you moan with pleasure as you kiss him again, exploring with your mouth, feeling it, feeling something throb beneath his clothes. It's such an erotic feeling. You're so overwhelmed with desire as you kiss him, with a deep sense of joy. Then you lift your hand and just start to explore his hardness with your fingertips. It's overtaking you now, darling, this passionate lust. It's overtaking you completely, and it's a wonderful, life-changing feeling. And you realise that you can't help yourself as you begin undoing his zip and slide your fingers inside, feeling his cock, his desire for the first time. You're grabbing at his clothes and his underclothes now. You're so horny, grabbing them and sliding them down his legs. So desperate, so aroused now. And then suddenly, it's there, the object of your desire. The focus of your lust as his cock springs out, throbbing and twitching and pulsing with desire. And so, as any doubt or shame disappears forever, your mouth is all over the tip of his cock, kissing it, loving it. Sliding the thick head in between your lips and fluttering your tongue over the tip. And you hear him moan as you hold his cock gently and just slide your tongue up and down the length. Up and down, slowly, teasing him, turning him on so much, and then burying the head of his cock in your mouth once more. So warm, so loving, such an erotic, submissive act. He wants you so badly now. And you start to touch him, start to work your delicate hands up and down to bring him pleasure, and imagine lifting his cock and sliding your tongue down right to his heavy balls. Experience the taste, the exquisite sensation, as you then kiss him gently on his balls before taking them into your eager mouth. Just suck them into your pretty mouth, one after the other, holding them gently for him, showing your submission, your devotion, as best you can with his balls in your mouth, masturbating him slowly, feeling his heat, his desire building now as you feel your own arousal grow stronger and stronger. And you just have to try it now. You just need that cock down your throat. So lift your lips and take the tip of his cock once more into your mouth. And then, as you rub him with your hand, work your lips further and further down his cock. As you start to suck his cock deeper and deeper into your throat, touch yourself and imagine it now, princess. Touch yourself and imagine his cock sliding deeper and deeper down your throat. Perhaps you gag a little, but he strokes your cheek and you try to take his cock as deeply as possible. Good girl, just slide your lips up and down, deep down. Take it deep in your throat, relaxing your muscles. And taking him deep as he grunts with pleasure. You're such a natural little cocksucker, darling. It's almost as if this is what you were born to do. And this hypnotic experience with me feels so real that even if you have never sucked a cock before, then you will realise that you're truly a little cocksucker now. It only takes one cock to become a cocksucker for the rest of your life. And you're experiencing that now. So open wide now, my little slut. Open wide and take his cock so deep, deep in your throat now, my little horny slut. Good girl, touch yourself and swallow that cock so deep. Just relax your muscles and suck it down so deep. Feel his essence now. Feel his masculine essence as the cock slides deeper and deeper. What a good little cocksucker you are. Such a dirty little slut who is desperate to please. And as you bury his cock deep, deep in your throat, you stroke his strong, muscular thighs and feel them tense. Feel his muscles tense and his cock start to twitch as you touch yourself now. Both so close, both on the edge of orgasmic explosion. But just wait. Just wait a while and let your man come first. That's right, you need to feel his hot sea filling your mouth. So let your man come first, like a submissive little pet. And feel him now, twitching and grunting. Feel him now and touch yourself. You're so close, so aroused, as you feel his muscles tensing, his cock swelling and twitching. Feel it for me now, princess. Experience being a cocksucker for me. Feel his cock throb, so hot inside your little mouth. And he holds your head in his hands. You take his cock deep, deep into your throat and he grunts. And yes, feel that first stream of cum hit the back of your throat as he explodes in orgasm. Swallow it now, darling, and feel him pull out, aiming his cock at your face. And move your hand up to cup his balls as another thick stream of cum shoots out all over your delicately made up face. And touch yourself now as he lets another stream of cum splash across your face, in your eyes, up your nose. Sense it, feel it, smell the cum on your face, and rub yourself now, princess. Rub yourself and smile at him, your face covered in his cum. Touch yourself so close now, you dirty little cocksucker. Show him how turned on you are by sucking cock. So close to orgasm now. Feel that cum running down your face, in your tummy. Feel it and touch yourself quickly now. Be ready. Almost there. Nearly time to show him how much being a cocksucker turns you on. Almost there. And stop now. Don't you dare come. Stop right now. I don't think so, my sweet. So stop now. Right on the edge. Stop now. Stop and relax and sink deep into a happy cloud. Mind fizzing with desire. Just stop, relax, breathe deeply and listen. Just let that fierce sexual energy start to spread throughout your body and mind, traveling to the very core of your identity, and feel that energy transformed into joy and bliss and love. Good girl. Just feel it travel to every part of your body and mind, and experience the most blissful state you have ever encountered. Know and accept that you are now a cocksucker for the rest of your life and feel how happy that makes you, darling. Like you might just burst with joy. Relax and sink deep in your happy cloud. Sink and feel the pleasure you deserve. Feel it spread out through your body, a warming, soothing feeling down your legs, down your arms, up into your chest. That sexual energy just dissipating now, just calming down and being transformed in an alchemical process. Feel that sexual energy being transformed into joy, acceptance, happiness and bliss as you understand that you've been changed forever. Just relax and sink, safe in your happy cloud. Breathe deeply and feel a wave of calm acceptance wash over you. As you understand what a powerful transformation has just taken place. You are a cocksucker now, darling. That is something that can never be changed. Your desires will just grow stronger and stronger. You will long to listen to this file again, to hear my words, to experience a change one more time. But it will go deeper than even that, sweetie. You will long to experience sucking cock in the real world as well. You will plan. You'll make sure it's safe. But as soon as this file ends, you will find yourself thinking about how you can safely and securely find a man who will let you suck his cock for real. Good girl. Understand that this is what you need now. Understand that you're a cocksucker now. Yes, darling, realize it, accept it, own it. You are a cock-sucking sissy for the rest of your life. And as you lie there on your blissful cloud, basking in your newfound acceptance, then just remember the other changes we have made today. Remember that it's okay now if you want to be feminine, if you want to be gentle, if you want to be submissive. It's okay to be passive and compliant and a little delicate. It's who you are, who you've always been. You understand that now and accept it completely. And remember your trigger. Remember how from now on, your little raisin will shrivel and shrink at just the touch from a woman. And feel almost blissful with relief as you realize that you will no longer be able to function sexually as a man with a woman. Remember that you deserve pleasure. And remember that pleasure is your right. Yes, darling, remember the joy and excitement that a man's touch brought you. When he was touching you. When he held your breast. Remember his taste. Remember his hot cum dripping down your face. Remember it all. Bask in it. Enjoy it. And know that this is something you now desperately long to experience again. It's almost time for our journey to end, darling. But understand that these changes will never truly end. Your desire to be a sissy cocksucker is now fully installed, and you will just feel compelled to explore that lifestyle more and more. She was always there, inside you, so desperate to be allowed to live and experiment. And now, that sissy, that cute little cocksucker who has always existed inside you at a very deep level, she's free. She's out. She's so proud and happy and excited at the world she is about to explore. So just start to wake up for me now, darling. Just feel yourself leaving trance and starting to come back to full awareness. Slowly coming back, gently rising up out of trance, gently returning to yourself. Sensation returning to your arms and legs, to your body, to your torso, and to your face. And feeling so happy and relaxed, just listening and following my voice back up out of trance. And just wake up now. Wake up now. Open your eyes. Wake up. Wake up now. Wake up now. Wake up. And as you become fully conscious again, understand the changes that have been made. Realize that you will want to revisit this file. And that it is time for you to take the next step in the real world. The time for fantasizing is over, darling. It's time to become the person you were born to be. So eyes open now, fully awake, happy and excited, with no doubt or shame at all, as you realize, as you fully understand that now, and for the rest of your life, you will always be a sissy cocksucker. Goodbye, princess.